Exercise 3. In the conversation for this unit, you heard,
Matagal na ba kayo sa Pilipinas?
Which means, have you been in the Philippines long? The word
kayo
means you, and it is plural, which means it addresses more than one person. If you want to address one person, you use the word
ka.
Repeat.
Ka. Ka.
When you use the word
ka,
the word order changes a bit. Listen.
Matagal na ba kayo sa Pilipinas? Matagal ka na ba sa Pilipinas?
Listen again. Listen for the word order difference.
Matagal na ba kayo? Matagal ka na ba?
Repeat.
Matagal na ba kayo? Matagal ka na ba? Matagal ka na ba sa Pilipinas? Matagal ka na ba sa Pilipinas? Matagal ka na ba? Matagal na ba kayo?
Say to one person, have you been in the Philippines long?
Matagal ka na ba sa Pilipinas?
Now, ask the same thing to more than one person.
Matagal na ba kayo sa Pilipinas?
What if you want to ask, have you been here long? In Tagalog, there's two words for saying here. They are
dito
and
rito.
Only the first letter is different. Use
dito
with a D, as in David, if the word before it ends in a consonant. Otherwise, use
rito
with an R, like in Robert. Let's say
dito
and
rito
a few times. Listen for the difference. Listen and repeat.
Dito. Rito. Dito. Rito.
Here's how to ask one person, have you been here long?
Matagal ka na ba rito?
Listen again. Try to catch which word for here is spoken at the end.
Matagal ka na ba rito? Matagal ka na ba rito?
You should have heard the rolled R in the word
rito.
We use
rito
here because the preceding word, ba, ends in a vowel. Repeat.
Matagal ka na ba rito? Matagal ka na ba rito?
You may recall that the word for no in Tagalog is
hindi.
It can also be used to mean not. Listen to how you can say not yet.
Hindi pa.
Repeat.
Hindi pa. Hindi pa.
Now, listen to how to say, I haven't been here long yet.
Hindi pa ako matagal dito.
Literally, not yet I long time here. Repeat.
Hindi pa ako matagal dito. Hindi pa ako matagal dito.
Now listen to, we haven't been here long yet.
Hindi pa kami matagal dito.
Repeat.
Hindi pa kami matagal dito. Hindi pa kami matagal dito.
You may be asked, how long have you been in the Philippines? Listen.
Gaano katagal ka sa Pilipinas?
In the sentence, you heard the word
gaano.
Repeat.
Gaano. Gaano. Gaano.
Is used to ask how much of something. For example, how long, as in a measurement. How far, and in this case, how long, as in time.
Gaano.
Is not used to ask for how much something costs. You will learn that word
magkano
in a later lesson. Listen to how long in terms of time.
Gaano katagal? Gaano katagal?
The word
katagal
is similar to matagal, which you already learned. The difference is that
katagal
starts with the letter K instead of the letter M.
Katagal
is used for asking about length of time when used with
gaano.
Repeat.
Gaano katagal? Gaano katagal?
Now let's say, how long have you been in the Philippines? Repeat.
Gaano katagal kayo sa Pilipinas? Gaano katagal kayo sa Pilipinas?
You use the plural you, which is
kayo,
in that sentence. Now let's say it as if speaking to only one person. Listen and repeat.
Gaano katagal ka sa Pilipinas? Gaano katagal ka sa Pilipinas?